Kenny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Hey, it's a Friday, people. It's Q105 live and local. No outsourcing here. No actors, no actresses. No other morning shows. They're all living a lie. They're like OJ. 7 o'clock on the button. Hot, humid today. Sunny. 90 at 72 now at the Cumulus Compound. Susie's here. Mother Trisha's just parking it. And I don't know where Paul is. What is her food here? Hello, Trisha. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
All right, 7 o'clock. I'm going to take a segment off of the whole OJ thing. By the way, they say that OJ, when he gets out in Rocktober, he'll be making about $300,000 a year because of all his pensions.
Oh, life must be tough.
Yeah, he surely can live a pretty decent life there in Florida.
Can't wait to get back.
And plus,
to that.
There'll be people that will hire him to go to, like, football card signing things.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, he'll be
30
out
bucks
there.
A pop, baby.
Oh, be more.
Standout line.
30
be good.
Bucks. What kind of crack are you smoking on your way in? It'll be more, a lot more expensive than that. And there'll be people that line up. The dregs of the earth will want his autograph, and you're a douche.
It was captivating, though, yesterday.
Wasn't it, though?
Man, I know we'll get back to it. I can't get started because I'll just go off.
All right, so let's talk about a former friend of the show, Joe Rognoski. This dude was awesome. He worked at Channel 11 forever, and he was a good dude. And then they bounced him, them bastards. Remember that? Yeah, he was there forever, and then they got new management or whatever, and they fired Lovely Joe, and Hey Joe was no more. He has been around, man, he's been around forever. I mean, and he was just a very, very good dude, and he's been living his life on BCSN, and he was 49. He's battling a rare aggressive form of cancer. And we have to find some videos of him. They got to be out there. I know BCSN is going to be doing a tribute video today. Maybe we can grab that and put it on my blog because he was just a good dude. He was very likable. His Hey Joe segments were great. He just basically got tortured. Time he was a goalie and they were peppering him with shots. And, you know, he shot an arrow at a target while riding a horse. And he would challenge young kids and little kids to sports. And he would get crushed. I mean, he was very self-deprecating, which I like. He was born with a kidney disease, and he spent the first few months of his life in the hospital. He had a kidney transplant, years ago. And then he gets cancer, and here's what he says. When God calls you home, he calls you home. Maybe this is just a sign from God saying, I'm calling you home soon. If that's the case, it's out of my hands. That was Joe quoted. BCSN, like I said, they're going to be honoring him today, celebrating his life with a tribute video. God bless you. Godspeed, Joe Rognoski.
Yeah.
Very good, dude. All right, 7:03. Couple of station notes before we take another break. Tonight, the Peapods at JMO's. Johnny tomorrow, Trish, is going to be doing what you did. Saturday, noon to 2, he'll be at True Rest in Perrysburg at Levis Commons.
Oh, wow.
Just past Fiddlesticks on the other side of the street.
Oh, he hasn't done it yet?
Nope.
Oh, he's going to love it.
Oh, I don't know if he's done it yet or not, but he's there doing a live remote broadcast tomorrow. Buy one gift card, get one free all weekend.
It's so wonderful, cool. People.
So it's a BOGO. Free spa floats, 6-month memberships, movie and spa floats, dinner and spa floats. And like Trish says, and the card says, beautiful inside there at the place.
Oh, it's so nice. You know the best part, though, of that place? It's like you can just show up. Like, you don't have to bring a gym bag or a towel or a robe or any of that nonsense. Like, Denny, you could go right now from here without worrying about bringing anything.
I wish I
and
could.
Just show up.
Just bail the hell out of this building.
I mean, you have to call ahead, of course, and make your appointment. But my point is if you do it like last
open?
Minute,
what
I think
time do
nine.
They have?
I think they're
nine.
Typical. Yeah. And I think they go later,
How many
too.
Pods do they have?
Six, I believe. 6 to 8 pods.
And it's an hour-long deal. Now, that you had yours 2 days ago.
Did.
Are you still feeling the effects?
I slept great last night.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah.
Is that because you pounded a bottle of wine before you went to bed?
No, it was martini, but I slept really good. No.
Yeah,
no,
it's probably
no,
the martini that did
and a
that.
Power kiss.
Then it, that was this morning
would you
again.
Oh, stop with that.
Anyway, no, but seriously, the float was just
power
like,
kiss.
Oh my goodness, the float was just so, I really did not expect, it's such a simple thing, people. I really, That's the weirdness about all of it. There's nothing fancy, nothing difficult, nothing complicated.
That's why it's awesome.
Not a lot of people or any of that. It's so simple and it's so beautiful. It's just peace.
You're floating in 10 inches of water and how many pounds of Epsom salts?
Oh, like a thousand pounds. And they're by the way, their filtration system is epic. Yeah. I mean, they kill the germs. They've got the blue light stuff. They got all this stuff in the filtration system itself.
They better.
And they run it constantly, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. I mean, it's all very, very clean, and it's just
all right. So Johnny will be there tomorrow, noon to two. So stop by and see him. And then Monday, I want you to come have dinner with me at Forest View Lanes, and we're gonna have lamb chops at a bowling alley.
They're probably really good.
We're getting lamb chops, baby.
That's what we're having.
And we're going to reenact, because Paul's going to be there with me, we're going to reenact the naked volleyball bit that we did in the 90s that got us all arrested. But it also put us on the map.
Paul's not going to be the naked one,
yeah.
is he?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Okay,
it's
here's
illegal.
What we'll do. All right, we won't do that, but we'll put him in a diaper and play volleyball.
Oh, there you go. That's not illegal.
So, Paul, bring your diaper to the remote on Monday. Forest View Lanes, which is 2345 Dean Road in lovely Temperance, 5 to 7 p.m. It is a hot spot for volleyball, bowling, and food you're not aware that they're making, like lamb chops.
You seriously have to get lamb chops. Do you like lamb chops?
I don't remember.
Oh, they're delicious.
I don't remember if I ever tried them, but I'm trying them because it's a bowling alley that has lamb chops. It is.
That's I know, it's crazy.
My kids, I think, are coming and go, can we bowl?
Oh, I'm like,
if they got open bowling, yes.
Yes.
You got to let them. Oh.
You can bowl and eat.
I wonder if they have glow bowling, too. I bet they do.
They got it all. It's Forest View Lanes.
Sunday
place
we'll
is awesome. All right, let's
birthday.
Break. We'll come back. And that's where we're going, by the way. Coming back, we have, we'll get back to more of the OJ stuff. There is one thing that just, look, I expected him to get out. We've been saying it. You know, he's out. He paid his time. He didn't pay time, you know, pay what he really did, but, you know. But there was one thing that really chapped my behind. I'll tell you what that is coming up next. You're listening to Toledo's Morning Show on Q105.